Hi, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Rong Lu, and I am a program manager on the Visual Studio team. Unity is a product from Unity Technologies, which is one of the most popular game engines for building cross-platform, high-quality games. Whether you're targeting console, mobile, desktop, AR and VR devices, and even web. With Unity, you can use C# and .NET to script your games. Today, we're going to talk about how you can use Visual Studio for Mac to build your Unity games. This is what we're going to cover today. We're going to start with an introduction on what tools you need to build Unity games on Mac machine. Then we'll get into a demo, and I'll share a few resources at the end. With Visual Studio and Visual Studio tools for Unity, you can already write games, whether you're debugging, whether you're editing Unity games on Windows. Today, we are super, super excited to announce that we are bringing in Visual Studio tools for Unity to Mac. We are enabling Visual Studio tools for Unity for Visual Studio on Mac. This enables all the Unity developers who are using Mac to be able to write games on Visual Studio for Mac. With the powerful coding, refactoring, and debugging features in Visual Studio for Mac, you're right on your way to start building your awesome games. Now let's get into a demo to see how everything works in action. Here I am on a Mac machine. I have Unity Editor open. To use Visual Studio tools for Unity, the first thing you're going to do is go to the Unity menu and go to Preferences. On external tools, you would want to select Visual Studio as your external script editor. Right here, if you don't have it in the list, go to Browse, go to Applications, and find Visual Studio in the list. Now, the other thing you can check to make sure that you have Visual Studio config is go to the Unity menu and go to About Unity. You should see, in here, you should see Microsoft Visual Studio Tools for Unity enabled. If you see that here, then that means that your Visual Studio Tools is configured and you're ready to go. Now, what I have here is I have a scene open. This is one of the scenes from the Unity sample projects. I have an airplane here, and I have a couple of C# scripts here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to double click on this C# script to open it in Visual Studio for Mac. I double click, and this brings up Visual Studio for Mac. So what happened was the Visual Studio Tools for Unity generates a Visual Studio solution for the Unity project and opens it in Visual Studio for Mac. So now you are in the Visual Studio for Mac IDE. You can not only use all the great C# features to start writing your game, but also you can leverage the Unity-specific features that the Unity tools brings in to make it even easier. Now let's take a look. The first thing I want to show you is on the left side, you'll see there's a project view. One thing you'll notice is we have an assets folder as a root. Then we have scenes and assets folders down here. Just like what you will see in the Unity editor, we mirror the exact same folder structures between the two editors, so it's really easy to map back and forth. Now, the second thing I want to show you that are Unity-specific features, if I go to the script folder and right-click and say add new model behavior, so this is where you can add the game script directly into your Unity project. So when you add new scripts here, the change is going to sync back to the Unity editor automatically. You can add new shader files from here as well. Now, speaking of shaders, we actually enabled syntax colorization for Unity shaders in Visual Studio for Mac as well. So here I'm opening .shader file. You can see all the colorization. It makes it really, really easy to read and write shader code as well. Now let's go back to my script file. So now I have my script file open. I'm ready to start writing some scripts. So another feature that we have in Visual Studio Tools for Unity is IntelliSense. So let's say I want to add a method from the MonoBehavior class, which is the base class for all the Unity scripts. So let's say I want to add a private void, and I want to add a collision file function. But I don't remember exactly what the function is called. Now I can totally leverage the IntelliSense feature here to help me write code faster. So if I type in C, you'll see I get the autocomplete list already. And if I go and select onCollision enter, which is one of the functions, and here I can tab, and it adds this function for me automatically. Now I can start writing my code. So this is really convenient. So we talk about editing features and browsing features. The last thing I want to demo to you is debugging. So debugging Unity games in Visual Studio for Mac is as easy as one click. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set a breakpoint here. And I'm going to click play in Visual Studio for Mac. So this is going to build my project. This is going to launch the debugger. And this is going to pair my Visual Studio for Mac instance with the Unity editor, so it's all ready to go. So now I'm going to switch back to Unity to start playing my game. I hit play. OK, so our plane is ready to take off. Let's go and make it take off. OK, now we're back in Visual Studio for Mac. That means our breakpoint is hit. So this is in the update method, which means it's called per frame. So we are hitting here. It's because the M state is changed to race because I'm ready to take off. The plane is ready to be raised. And this is where the breakpoint is hit. Now here, I can step into my code just like you would do with any debuggers. Or I can set another breakpoint in the same function and let it continue to run. Now it comes to this line. You can continue to look into all these in the watch window. You can look at, let's say I have this here. Then I can expand it. I can look at the value of my variables or expressions. You can look at the call stack in the call stack window. So all the debugging features is right there for you to debug your Unity games. OK, so that concludes our demo. OK, we just looked at the demo where I showed you how to use Visual Studio for Mac to edit and debug your Unity games. Now here I have a few resources for you to get started. Now first, go to the Visual Studio website to download Visual Studio for Mac. And Visual Studio Tools for Unity is already included in there. The second thing you need is to install Unity itself. Visual Studio Tools for Unity requires Unity 5.6 Preview 4 and later. So make sure you get the right version to get Visual Studio Tools to work. We are super excited to share with you the first release of Visual Studio Tools for Unity for Visual Studio for Mac. And we can't wait to see what you're going to build. Thank you for watching.